This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. French President Emmanuel Macron urged his Chinese counterpart on Thursday to reason with Russia and help bring an end to the war in Ukraine as the two held the first of a series of high-level meetings in Beijing. Macron told Xi Jinping that the Russian aggression in Ukraine has dealt a blow to international stability as he stood alongside the Chinese leader outside the Great Hall of the People. Macron's visit to China, alongside European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen, comes after years of declining relations with Beijing over issues including a stalled investment pact, criticism of China's transparency on COVID-19, and China's reluctance to condemn Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. China sent warships through the waters around Taiwan on Thursday as it vowed a resolute response to the island's president meeting with House U.S. Speaker Kevin McCarthy. President Tsai Ing-wen held talks with Speaker McCarthy in Los Angeles on Wednesday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. She said the meeting proved the self-ruled island was not isolated on the international stage. Beijing had repeatedly warned both sides the meeting should not take place and deployed an aircraft carrier through the waters near Taiwan hours before the talks went ahead. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense said Thursday morning that three additional warships were detected in waters separating the island from mainland China. China claims Taiwan as its own territory and has promised to bring the island under its control, even by force. North Korea on Thursday accused the United States and South Korea of escalating tensions to the brink of nuclear war through their joint military drills involving American strategic assets. State-run news agency KCNA says Pyongyang vows to respond with offensive action. This is VOA News. U.S. and South Korean forces have been conducting a series of annual springtime exercises since March, including air and sea drills, and their first large-scale amphibious landing drills in 5 years. 20 years after the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, the families of thousands of Iraqis who went missing are still seeking answers. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The International Committee of the Red Cross said since 2003 it has received over 43,000 cases of people who disappeared. Of those, more than 26,700 cases remain unresolved. As it tries to turn the page on its troubled past, the Iraqi government has not established a commission to look into the missing. Many say this is because politicians are intertwined with arms groups involved in kidnappings and killings. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Africa has revoked a national state of disaster declared in February to manage a crippling electricity crisis. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chine has more.
The state of disaster gave the government additional powers to respond to the crisis. The government will now work to reduce the impact of power cuts using existing legislation and contingency arrangements. State of disaster was used to enable health authorities to respond faster to the global health crisis. Some analysts doubted it would help the government expand power supply much quicker. The disaster regulations were also being challenged in court. OUTA, a non-profit organization that focuses on fighting government corruption and tax abuses, said the regulations would have enabled corruption.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Meanwhile, the reliance on coal continues to climb around the world despite promises to cut back on its use. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
The burning of coal for electricity, cement, steel, and other uses went up in 2022, despite global promises to phase down the fuel that's the biggest source of planet-warming gases in the atmosphere. According to a report by Global Energy Monitor, the coal fleet grew by 19.5 gigawatts last year. That's enough to light up around 15 million homes, with nearly all of the newly commissioned coal projects in China. China accounted for 92% of all new coal projects announced. The report said that the increase comes at a time when the world needs to retire its coal fleet 4.5 times faster to meet climate goals. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Repeating our top story, French President Emmanuel Macron urged his Chinese counterpart on Thursday to reason with Russia and help bring an end to the war in Ukraine as the two held the first of a series of high-level meetings in Beijing. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.